We have to go back to 2012 to really see high prices in commodities. Kim, the price has gone down since then. What are we seeing in the markets and land value?
Well, what we've seen is producers are planting less acres. You go back to 2012 with corn, 97.3 million acres. Last year was 94 million. In 17, right now they're predicting about 90 million acres, so down over 7 million acres for corn. The soybean prices have held up better than they have with wheat and corn. You've seen soybean acres go higher, 77.2 in 2012, 83 million in 16, and 88 projected this year. I don't think it'll get that high, but that's what they're talking about right now. Wheat, you know, it's been a disaster the last couple of years, 55.3 million in 12, 50.2 million acres last year, and it's projected to be 46 million. I think that's the lowest since, about 1906, 07, somewhere in that vicinity. Cotton, those acres, 12.3 in 2012, 10.1 million last year. Cotton, as the price relative to the other commodities, looks relatively good for 17, and so they're talking about it going a little higher, 11.5 million, still lower than it was in 12. If you look at total crop acres in the United States, 257 million in 12, down to 253 last year. This year projected to be down to 250 million acres. That's down 7 million acres in what it was. What's that, 5 years ago?
So all of those numbers were sliding down except soybeans and then cotton this last year. Do you think the prices will be there for producers to make a little bit of money off of more planted acres?
Well, that's what they're planning on. You know, they've looked at that corn soybean price ratio. It was up around 2.8, 2.9. I looked at it this week. It's down to 2.53. It averages about 2.52 according to a study out of Illinois. So that's getting down, that ratio is getting down. So there's not as much profit in soybeans as, say, it looked like there would be a month or two ago. Cotton looks good, and the producers are taking out some commodities and converting it to cotton.
Now, of that land that's not being used for crops, what's happening? Are producers just letting it go fallow?
Well, what we saw coming in, 2010, when we got the beginning of the higher prices, and higher prices in 10, 11, good prices in 12, we saw land coming out of the CRP going into production. We saw some pasture land being plowed up and put into crops. That's a normal response to higher prices. With that higher price, that land can produce a profit from wheat, corn, beans. As prices go down, there's no longer profit there, so producers will either fallow it in some cases, they'll take it back to pasture.
Now, with the shrinking acreage in the U.S., are other parts of the world doing this as well, or is it just the U.S.?
Well, if you look at production around the world, for corn, 2012 is 34.2 million billion bushels. It's up to 41 now, higher. If you look at soybeans, at 9.9 billion bushels, up to 12.4 this last year. Wheat, 24.2 billion bushels, up to 27.5. So we had less planted acres in the United States and increased production around the world.
Okay, thank you much, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University. And here's a reminder of the upcoming 2017 Irrigation Conference.